Well, I would tell the patient a little bit different about the affinity results. I mean, because we do actually have lymph node negative breakdown there. And lymph node negative patients, as I recall, got a 0.5% improvement in terms of outcome.
But I mean, isn't this all about relative risk reduction? If you have a smaller node negative, baseline risk, apply 20% to that. This is a 4.5 centimeter tumor.
So I feel real strongly that patients don't die relatively, they die absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in order to calculate the number, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know that we're that good at
Well, do you
calculating
agree
the
with
number.
her? This is a node negative case. Do you agree with her number that this patient has 35-40% risk of recurrence?
Without any therapy at
Yeah.
all? Yeah, given it's a 4.5 centimeter ER, PR negative tumor, I don't think that's an unreasonable number.
So bottom line is, Sarah said she thinks she would maybe recommend pertuzumab to a patient like this. Would you?
I would certainly discuss it with the patient, but again, a 0.5% difference is what the study says for node negative patients. By the way, that's a 0.5% difference in all events, not in terms of distant recurrence. I mean, one of the things about this trial is that overall there's a, what is it, a 1% difference in distant recurrence rate between the two arms. I showed this, we have an annual review in Palo Alto where we go over everything we learned at ASCO, and I put up the disease-free survival curves for my general faculty, hard-bitten lung cancer and melanoma doctors. And I said, and this is a positive trial. And they laughed. Okay. Because they saw those two curves that look like they're almost overlapping all the way down. Now, I think qualifiers about the AFFINITY trial, we have very short follow-up in this trial. And the control arm in this trial did a whole lot better than what was planned. Control arm, I think at 4 years, has 91% disease-free survival. The plan was that they would have 88%. At 4 years, 88%, 89%. So the control arm did a whole lot better, probably because the trial had way too many, from a statistical standpoint, way too many patients with relatively low risk.
In fact, they had to add like 1,000 patients with node-positive disease because they couldn't get their events.
Yes, and the fact that they added those 1,000 patients at the back end actually tells us that this is a trial that's worth following for several more years. Because you would predict, by virtue of those patients having higher risk of recurrence and by virtue of the relative reduction that you mentioned, maybe these curves are going to split the further out we go.
Well, I mean, the thing that's so perplexing, Sarah, is, we saw these spectacular results, in the metastatic setting when you add pertuzumab. Everybody was expecting that to happen in the adjuvant setting. Do you think in your own mind, I mean, who knows, but this is a reflection of biology and treatment or the way the trials were done?
I think what George is saying is absolutely correct. I think that it's too early for us to know how these curves are going to end up. I think we need to see more events. I think the control arm is a bit high for us to really appreciate a difference. So it's not as though I'm entirely cynical about these results, which is why I think it's worthwhile to discuss pertuzumab with a patient like this one who is, I think, pretty high risk, even with trastuzumab. But right now, as the data stand today, we have to be very honest with our patients about the absolute differences. And also, the relative risk reduction isn't what we saw with trastuzumab in the early studies. That was more like a 40% relative, 45% relative risk reduction. So,
We were spoiled.
Yes, we were. We've gotten greedy.
The other thing, because I always wonder, like, what kind of patients get in a trial, how the trial is done. The other end of it is, George, looking back at the CLEOPATRA trial, any reason to think that maybe that overstated or presented the benefits of adding pertuzumab?
Sure, it clearly overstated the benefits of adding pertuzumab. And it did it because, again, of who was entered into the trial. And that is to say, it was an international trial. Many of the patients in the trial had not received adjuvant trastuzumab. So the first time that they were seeing HER2-targeted therapy was in the metastatic setting. That's got to improve the overall results.
So just to clarify, though, getting back to the nitty-gritty of what you do, again, you see this patient in your next clinic.
Yeah.